You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's a beautiful morning.
First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
That's what it is.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work,
thanks,
everyone.
Tommy.
Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Good morning
to you. Yes. WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning. I'm John Peterson. This is Gordy Young over there.
Hi.
If you're watching on the screen.
Yeah.
You can watch us.
Gordy. Yeah. You can watch us on YouTube and Facebook and wherever else. Yeah. You can watch us. I don't know.
In your head.
Dom Lee.
How's it going?
Our producer. Yeah, he's waving now at the camera. Yeah.
We're all waving here.
It's cloudy this morning. We'll see some sunshine later. Highs around 83 this afternoon. Right now, right around 70. And
we're going to get into talking about the federal brown shirt police force that Trump is trying to put in place. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first,
let me just mention that this portion of the show
is
brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Hey, they're having a back-to-school sale all this month.
Platform beds.
Start mattresses. The school year off right for your student with a new mattress set. Yes, they'll get a better night's sleep, and so will you. They have twin-size sets starting at $399, full-size sets starting at $499. You can upgrade your mattress to double the warranty for only $200 more. Check them out, Verlo East Side or West Side, or go to verlo.com. It's their back-to-school sale.
Oh, okay. Indeed. Let's go to the phones right now. We've got Dick on the line. What do you got for us this morning?
Good morning, Dick.
Morning. To this meeting that he's going to have with Putin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, there are those that said that at the end of World War II, the meeting before Potsdam, that maybe, you know, Roosevelt got, you know, kind of taken advantage of. At least he had the excuse of poor health. This guy's got poor mental capacity. But I think a parallel, I mean, you know, how history repeats itself.
Right.
All he's going to do is give up the house. You just know it.
Oh, yeah. He's already done it.
I don't see it going. And it's going to not be good at all. And then to do it on American soil on top of all of it.
Oh, I know. In Alaska, of all places, seriously.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll have, I know how he could pull himself out of this.
Yeah, how?
He should get Sarah Palin there.
She can be on lookout because she can see Russia from Alaska.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay. All right, Dick, thank you.
Whatever happened to Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
You never hear about her anymore.
Well, you know, something called white trash. Okay. Let's get to Mark.
Mark, good morning.
What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, disturbing enough is the brown shirts coming out with him. Trump taking over D.C. and protecting the little cyber criminal big balls. Let's remember that guy was actually thieving from a previous employer to give information. I think he was actually, you know, a cyber stalking the FBI as well. I think I saw a story about that. But for this Republican talk about the Canadian wildfires causing discomfort in, you know, in our environment. Mm-hmm. What about global warming in the first place? Because none of these Republicans want to admit the climate change is actually happening. And actually combating it by putting up more windmills, more solar facilities. I mean, every new commercial facility in this country should have a solar panels on its roof if practicable.
Yep.
I mean, it is just, it's beyond me that I'm going to call it, even though I'm not represented by a Tomahawk Republican. I think I'm going to have to call his office and ask him just how idiotic he is to propose something like this when they don't want to do jack squat about climate change in the first place.
Oh, I know. You know, it is ironic that they're complaining about the smoke from Canada when they're encouraging climate change.
Yes. Got to remind them of that every once in a while.
Disaster after disaster after disaster.
I know.
Because of them.
Flooding.
And we're spending billions of dollars on climate change just to fix things.
Yes.
Yeah, I grew up up north, and there was times where this is, you know, 50 years ago now, a little more. But there was wildfires burning in the Brule River State Forest, and 20 miles away of it, from it, we could smell it, you know, in Oakland, Wisconsin. I mean, it is just... And those are just smaller, much, much smaller fires.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to get that these fires, apparently in the wintertime, they go underground. They go to, you know, they're burning in the peat underground, and in the spring they start flare up again. But part of the reason for that is they're not getting the actual moisture up there because of climate change.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yep. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Phones are open, 608-879-8255. We want to remind you that our listener appreciation party is coming up on September 6th at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. And we're hosting that, and we're going to have some other folks here from WMDX. And we'd like to have you there, too. It's open to the public, and everybody's invited to attend the party. But VIPs get a tour and tasting for free. How do you become a VIP? Well, you text us the word coffee. This morning, coffee is the text word. You can do that before 8 o'clock, and you'll be in the mix. We'll draw a couple of winners every day. We're going to have a bunch of people joining us at Downdrin's Distilling. Again, this happens September 6th. That's a Saturday at 3 p.m., and we're going to be socializing, and, John, we're going to be building community over drinks and finger-crossed good weather.
Is that like
we're building a community? I didn't know we had to build a community while we're out there. That's going to take a lot of hard work.
Like former President Carter, right? We're putting up houses.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. They didn't run this by us.
I'm ready for it.
Okay. Anyway, we're giving you a chance to win the VIP invite to the party. You and a guest. It includes a free tour of the distillery.
There's
a tasting.
Kids area. There's a kids area out there.
Yes, they have a playground area. It's going to be great. We'll be tasting some of their spirits, and if you're one of our VIP winners, you'll get a WMDX swag bag. So listen to us every morning, and you'll have more chances to win the rest of this week
and we'll do the famous John and Gordy clown juggling act.
That's right. We're a little rusty on that. We'll have to get out our balls and practice a little bit. Anyway.
Yeah.
You can join us September 6th at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove.
It's not easy catching those balls when you've got those big gloves.
Yeah, the big shoes. It's really tough.
They're not taking out their balls, by the way. Letting you know they're not
all right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The squeeze balls.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I don't think he's familiar with the squeeze balls. I think we're out of it. Don't know what we're talking about, do you?
I was a little nervous on the air.
Okay.
You had to at least throw that disclaimer, and I understand it. But we do have what are they called? Tension balls?
They're stress balls.
Stress balls.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Never mind then.
Okay. Again, the key word is coffee.
All right. You know, I was thinking about this over the weekend, and it took me a while to kind of formulate my thoughts, but I did jot them down here, and I just want to run this all by you about ICE.
Okay.
You know, they're recruiting people, but I'm also thinking that this is the new federal brown shirt police force that Trump is putting together, and it's a permanent thing. This is a five-year deal. If you get the $50,000, you're there on the hook for 5 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is try that under a different president. It's not going to happen. Anyway, it all adds up. Let's go over some of the facts here I jotted down. Groom the mega cult with Trump products they can buy, wear, and invest in emotionally, cementing their allegiance to Trump while being walking billboards for him, okay? It's called identity fusion. Identity fusion, where if you criticize Trump, you criticize them.
Mm.
That's how invested they are in the Trump cult. Now, it started with eliminating the administrative state and Congress's jobs, basically, and then coercing businesses to do what the president wants them to do, telling the schools what kind of curriculum they're going to have, and he's also controlling the U.S. and global economy all at the same time. Now, of course, he wants to take over D.C. and run that. It's kind of a mayor-like thing, I think. I don't know. Then Trump then loaded up the administration with known loyalists and corrupt, lying right-wingers.
Right.
And normalized this obvious extremism. But immigration and DEI, they're not allowing that anymore. And that's out in the open. Mm. It's a militarization of the government that won't just be used for people of color. They're going to be used for everyone. That's why they're putting together this almost permanent brown shirt police force that Trump envisions. I think he might run again.
You think?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things. Here's the thing about the ICE recruitment deal.
Yeah.
They're using white nationalist slogans. White nationalist slogans. Word for word. This is from Homeland Security. This is an actual X post. Serve your country, defend your culture. White. Mm. No undergraduate degrees required. Oh, well, that's good. You don't have to be smart to be a part of this.
Okay.
The slogans like only traitors help invaders. Another slogan, big or small, deport them all. Homeland Security is using actual white nationalist pictures of Uncle Sam nailing up a sign reading, help your country and yourself, report all foreign invaders.
Ooh.
This is a Nazi poster, by the way, that DHS is using, and they have a telephone number on those posters. Nazis printed up these posters. These are actual Nazi posters from current Nazis, not way back when. And they're using them. And this is what white nationalist Mr. Roberts, that's his post name.
Okay.
He loved the recognition. He posted this on X. This should inspire you all. I made a digital poster. Whitelandia made some too and then printed them out. Whitelandia, that's another post name. There was no sign of having any impact with these posters when one person tearing it down after we put it up.
Mm.
So then he, in all quotes, this is it. Today our efforts are coming out of the White House. So the White House is actually using the same posters these white nationalists printed up themselves.
Man.
And they're using it to recruit for ICE. All right? So do we have time? I think we have time for this. This is ICE recruiting on South Park.
Okay.
Now, they picked up on it immediately.
Right? Yes.
So I don't know how they managed to find out about this, Cut 79, but let's see what South Park has in their recruiting.
All right. Here we go.
Are you looking for a new career? Why not join the ICE?
We have jobs available now with up to a $50,000 signing bonus.
Signing bonus?
We don't ask for experience. Just show up. We don't care if you've read a book or grown up. If you're crazy or fat and lazy, we don't care at all.
I'm proud to work for the ICE.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
If you need a job, it's a job to have.
There you go.
Wow.
That's the jingle.
Maybe
I should use that. That is from South Park.
Amazing.
And this is how South Park portrayed Christy Nome. All right, let's listen to Cut 80.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Featuring the Director of Homeland Security.
Welcome to the team, recruits. I'm Christy Nome, Head of Homeland Security.
Well, she seems nice. Okay, very pretty.
A few years ago, I had to put my puppy down by shooting it in the face. Because sometimes doing what's important means doing what's hard.
Wow.
I just want to mention here, I want you to pick it up right from there, but every time you hear her shooting something, she's shooting a pet.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, whoa! Now we'll ask the same determination of you. Because detaining and questioning people is never easy.
Oh, God!
As the face of Homeland Security, I'll be leading the way.
Okay, there you go.
That's from South Park.
It is
719.
Christy Nome, shooting pets.
Mm-hmm. Hey, when we return, we've got an update from Brittany Merlot on all the crazy weather going on, the flooding in Milwaukee and everything else. Coming up next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Ow! Ow!
Woo! WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning.
7:22. Apparently, Brittany is under the weather. How ironic.
Oh.
Yeah. But cloudy, This morning, we'll see sunshine later, highs around 83. We were going to ask Brittany a little bit about the Milwaukee flooding, but of course we had some problems here in Madison because of flash flooding, and there was smoke coming out of manhole covers. It was really quite a situation. They called in MG&E workers, and of course the fire department was involved in it. Looks like some residents lost power for a while. And I believe all the power is back on. There were some power outages right around us here, but 300 block of West Wash was without power. And again, I saw some video of some of the smoke coming out of the manhole covers. That was really something. Reminded me, John, of when we were at Short Stack and wrapping up our program. Yeah. There was a big explosion, again, underground explosion. Manhole cover went flying, and... We caught it all on video as we were wrapping up our show that day on that Wednesday. They never really talked about what the problem was on that.
I know,
but
I know.
You know, with all the rain that we had.
Well, that's my excuse, and I apologize to Madison. I thought I'd get out of the rain and start grilling.
What?
Under a manhole cover.
Last night you were doing this.
Yeah, and.
I didn't know you were downtown doing that.
Sure.
Really?
And the smoke from the grill just barely frightened a few people.
The grill got out of control a little bit, huh?
Yeah, just a little. But I just thought I'd get out of the rain, but oh, well, it didn't turn out well for me.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay. Thanks. By the way, it's 100% humidity, 70 degrees for the dew points currently right
so
now.
So it's feeling pretty muggy out there. Yeah,
pretty muddy. Oh, awful. All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can check them out at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, or go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take an initial hearing test there and make an appointment. Call Jim or Sarah at 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com is the place to go. Okay.
All right. Well, that sounds like fun. I can't wait for this, actually.
What?
Yeah.
What?
The big party that we're going to have.
Oh, the listener appreciation party.
I can't wait for that.
The key word is coffee. And that's because they have a coffee liqueur. Yeah. Maybe we can taste test that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So up for grabs, VIP passes for that. It's open to the public, but again, that's Saturday, September 6th at 3 p.m., our listener appreciation party, all thanks to Downdrin's Distilling, a great place in Cottage Grove. Okay.
You know, this ICE recruitment thing is a total disaster. Just now, there's no honor among thieves. Let's just put it that way, okay?
Because that was a great band, by the way.
I know.
Years ago, Honor Among Thieves.
But this is the thing. At the end of July in Florida, hundreds, possibly thousands of sheriff's deputies and police officers working at departments that partnered with ICE received emails imploring them to consider joining ICE during this critical time in our nation's history. So not only did the police departments go along with ICE and help them out, ICE decided to steal away the police officers from these local communities and try to recruit them with $50,000 bonuses.
Wonderful.
Florida County Sheriff's Office said, "We have partnered with ICE like no other state to help ICE do its job. ICE actively trying to use our partnership to recruit our personnel is wrong, and we have expressed our concern to ICE leadership." Oh, jeez. What is going on? Yes. Oh, again, no honor among thieves at all. All right, now this is going to be the largest domestic police force, okay? And I call it, and you know, let's just call it what it is, brown shirts, right? Well, Ali Velshi did a great program over the weekend on this, and it is just fantastic. I want to just kind of let you know that in the next half hour, we're going to get to this.
Okay.
Where he's talking about this ICE recruitment effort. He's got a couple of professionals on to talk about the impact of this, what it really means. Historians, people who know about authoritarianism and Nazi Germany, they'll be talking about it. It's some great stuff, and I think you'll like the information in the clips that I brought in for that. So I want to keep you posted on that.
Okay. Yeah. You know, they up the in the budget, in the big, beautiful bill, how many millions or billions of dollars did they devote to ICE? I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's huge.
That's why it's so big.
Yes. And they're just recruiting nationwide. It's a bit scary.
It is frightening as
beyond.
Hell. It is frightening as hell. And if we have time, we'll get to Bill Gates' butter.
Now, why is he making butter?
He's competing with Wisconsin on butter.
But why?
Well... for sustainability. That's why. Okay. Now, it's not like we can't make butter and he can't make butter. It's just that he's trying to cut down on the pollution of, you know, cattle and milking and all the energy that goes into producing butter. They've got a different way of doing it.
Okay.
So I don't know whether it's, you know, magical, or, you know, a magic wand turning bricks into butter. I don't know what it is. I do know.
Okay.
We'll play it.
Okay.
If we have time.
You're going to share that story with us.
But I think look, we've got two big things coming up here. We've got the brown shirts, that story.
Yes.
And then we've also got, I hope we have time for this, the RFK Jr. debacle, the shooting at the CDC.
Oh, man.
This is his fault. This is what happens when you create fear around every damn thing you can think of just to poke fun and own the libs. That's all this is about.
Okay.
And boy, the Republicans and the MAGAs hated.
Yep.
Hated the COVID pandemic.
Right.
They thought it was something we planned, the Democrats created.
We'll have all that coming up. And also, Amy Horak will join us from David J. Frank, our horticultural expert, talking about what you should be doing with your lawn and garden after the floods here. It's all coming up in our next half hour on WMDX. John and Gordy from State Street in Madison. Coming right back. Mothers, brothers.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
7:35, cloudy this morning. We'll see sunshine later. Highs in the low to mid-80s. Going to feel pretty humid once again. And right now, 71 degrees. Okay.
All right, let's get into the domestic police force that Trump is putting together for us. You know, this is for our benefit.
Really?
So, you know, we're
is it?
Feeling better, safer.
Are we?
Well, when they finally put us in our camps, we'll feel very safe being behind those wire gates.
In those cages?
Yes, in the cages. We'll feel safe in those cages.
Alligator.
Finally. Finally, Alcatraz. Not having to worry about anything in life anymore.
Mm.
You know, just... Are we going to get food, and will it be on the floor this time? Or, you know, I don't know. Just like alligator Alcatraz.
Oh, my God.
Man, oh, man. This is just out of control. And I think they stopped construction on alligator Alcatraz, right?
Yeah, because of
environmental reasons.
Endangered species.
You know, they just can't build something out in the middle of a swamp someplace without worrying about endangering some species, including human species. Okay, Ali Velshi was on this weekend. He had a great program, and I finally found it. I'll have Ali basically kind of explain himself here in this first cut.
Okay.
This is the landing page on the joinice.gov website, featuring an image of Uncle Sam with the headline, America Needs You. It eerily reads underneath, quote, America has been invaded by criminals and predators. We need you to get them out. According to 404 Media, DHS is also looking to run ads on streaming services like HBO Max and Hulu. And Uncle Sam was actually one of the milder ads. Take a look at this ad, which reads, "Serve your country, defend your culture. No undergraduate degree required." How totally fun. The immigration agency is lowering the bar when it comes to other hiring requirements, too. This week, the Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, announced that the agency would be eliminating the age cap for new hires, allowing people older than 40 and as young as 18 to join the ranks of ICE. The DHS website touts that prospective agents may be entitled to signing bonuses of up to $50,000, the possibility of up to $60,000 in student loan repayment, and a 25% premium pay. ICE used to require employees to have an undergraduate degree. Not anymore. You don't really need any experience in law enforcement either. Apparently, you don't even need a uniform because so many of the arrests that we're witnessing are being carried out by masked plainclothes officers.
That's right.
COVID's on the rise, so maybe they're onto something. Although, as I recall from a few years ago, the Trump administration was against the wearing of masks, but whatever. Almost like he's building an army of sycophants. Trump's one big beautiful bill sets aside nearly $170 billion for immigration enforcement and border security efforts. ICE is rapidly becoming the nation's largest domestic police force, its size and power double that of the FBI. It seems like the Trump administration is building up ICE to be an alternative force that's bigger, more politically loyal, unencumbered by standards, and largely shielded from Democratic accountability.
That pretty much sums it up right there.
Boy, did I hear him say 14 years old?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 14.
Kids can join up.
No, I don't know if it's 14 years old. I thought it might have been 18, but 14 is also, you know, you can go to work if you're 14 years old in some states. So anyway, that's his summary and introduction into this large domestic police force that Trump is putting together.
Right.
So we had a couple of guests in, Professor Jason Stanley, an expert on authoritarianism, and also author Radley Valco on fascism. He's written about that as well. So first we're going to hear from Jason Stanley, and then we'll hear from Radley Valco in regards to authoritarianism, and then, of course, fascism. Let's listen.
All right, to discuss the rapidly expanding ICE force in America, I'm joined by Jason Stanley, a professor of philosophy at the University of Toronto and an expert in authoritarianism, propaganda, free speech, and democracy. I'm also joined by Radley Valco. He's an award-winning investigative journalist whose writing focuses on criminal justice, the drug war, and civil liberties. He's the author of several books, including Rise of the Warrior Cop, The Militarization of America's Police Forces. Welcome to both of you.
Let's add all this up, right? I mean, you've got DHS that's putting out these social media posts that are studded with white supremacist themes and art that's been explicitly sort of used by white supremacists over the years. You have this appeal to not, you know, defending your border or apprehending criminals, but defending your culture specifically. Yeah. And then you've got, you know, an administration that a president who called immigrants, said immigrants poisoned the blood of the country. You've got Stephen Miller, a guy who has white supremacist ties. So you add all that together, and then you're recruiting people who are looking at these videos of ICE agents roughing people up, arresting grandmothers, you know, apprehending children, apprehending U.S. citizens in some cases. You're looking for people who look at all that and take it all in and say, that's what I want to do.
Yeah,
that's exactly how I want to make my living. You know, and I would argue that almost all of those things should be disqualifying for anyone who wants to go into law enforcement.
Yeah, my grandmother in her memoir of 1930s Berlin speaks of leaning into the normal German police to protect herself and others from the Gestapo. ICE is looking more and more like an American Gestapo. Those of us who study fascism, those of us who study history, look for that moment when the sort of loyalist, quasi-violent, informal militia are going to be brought into the government. But this is very explicit. This is, if you buy into this ideology, we don't need we're going to pay you an enormous amount of money to be essentially the goon squad for the president. And let's be clear, we know also the moral injury here is real. Like, if you spend years of your life arresting little kids, dragging mothers away from their families, dragging hardworking fathers away from their families. That's moral injury. So you need a huge ideological cover for that. And that's what we see with this kind of vicious humor of these ads, right. This cover for people.
That's right. Mm. Wow. Pretty shocking stuff. And, you know, I don't know why the CJs and my mega friend in Milwaukee don't see all of this. I don't know why they think they're safe from all of this. Mm. You know, in these ice raids, we have seen innocent people swept up by the ICE age,
right.
Agents.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, it's they're not free. They're not free from all of this and being taken away as well, and maybe not a supporter as well. Remember, we had a clip from somebody who has written a lot about what happened in Germany. Mm-hmm. And what happens is they turn on the people that support them.
Yeah.
That's those are one of the first groups that they turn against are the people that have supported them and put them in power.
Mm-hmm.
So again,
and that's to put them all on notice. The rest of the supporters, toe the line.
Yeah, toe the line.
Could happen to you too.
Yep. Yeah. Now I just want to play one more cut from them, Stanley and Valco, on all of this, and they kind of bottom line it for us. So let's listen to this.
I mean, this is what happens though. You get a force like this, particularly one that's going to be as devoted and loyal to Trump as he hopes. It's a personal army. I mean, this is what Trump wants to do. I mean, there were also plans announced last week outlining how the administration plans to send the actual active duty military into cities across the country. And for most of my career, we have debated the extent to which domestic police should be militarized and the extent to which that's necessary and how we protect constitutional rights. We are so far beyond that debate at this point. I mean, we are explicitly assembling a paramilitary force for Trump. He has explicitly taken over the military. He's eliminated the JAG officers and the leaders of the Pentagon who know this history of fascism and authoritarianism and how important it is to keep the military out of civilian policing. Those people are all gone. The debate that we've been having for most of my career is gone. We are now, firmly into break the glass territory here.
We can only do so much of pointing out how much the pretexts are all completely fake lies.
Right.
You know, it's obvious Donald Trump seeks to transform the United States into his personalist autocratic fiefdom. It's moving incredibly fast. I'm actually concerned about these new ICE agents and the moral injury point. What they're doing is going to affect them for their whole lives. It's brutal work. You see the same structure that's being presented to them. You're doing this to prevent an invasion. So all of the horrors that you're inflicting on others are justifiable. But that kind of thing only lasts in someone's mind for that long. And the image of tearing someone's kids away, that lasts for much longer.
Mm-hmm. Jason Stanley is a professor of philosophy at the University of Toronto and he's the author of the books Erasing History, How Fascists Rewrite the Past to Control the Future. Bradley Valco is an award-winning investigative journalist. He's the author of the book Rise of the Warrior Cop, The Militarization of America's Police Forces.
Yep, Thanks to both of you. That's beautiful.
Yeah, we're there, as we were talking about on Friday. We're there.
How about this? I found a few other things here. Speaking of a Gestapo and brown shirts, there was this headline. ICE agents in Colorado go door-to-door demanding IDs and asking people to turn in their neighbors.
Oh,
that's
boy.
The headline that's... in a newspaper there. Anyway, how about this? Homeland Security does another Nazi dog whistle. They're bragging about the Speedway Slammer. It's another lockup facility.
Speedway Slammer. Oh, this is in Indianapolis, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's where they want to build
another
one.
That's right. They want to build another one there. Yeah. And the thing is, it's a visual thing. Yeah. They're two S's, the SS.
Oh,
boy. Speedway Slammer.
Clever.
Yeah. With the image of a concentration camp next to the Speedway racetrack.
Now, by the way, I heard a story about this that said the Indianapolis Speedway people are very upset about them using the name Speedway because they've got that copyrighted.
Oh.
And they put out a letter saying they're objecting to all of this using the word Speedway.
Well, it doesn't matter to a dictatorship.
No, it doesn't. They don't. Dictators don't care about that.
Yeah, that's not...
but, yeah,
And this is the contradiction, because Homeland Security has now declared white supremacist terrorists. So I'm baffled. I'm confused. I'm bumping into walls now. I have no idea what I'm going to do and who I'm going to point to when I see a white supremacist someplace. The Oklahoman reports the Aryan Freedom Network and other neo-Nazi groups are saying Trump awakened a lot of people to the issues we've been raising for years. He's the best thing that's happened to us.
Really? Who said
that? According to the Aryan Freedom Network.
Great. Well, that's good to have their endorsement, I guess.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, at least you're getting support from someplace. Take that for what it's worth.
Somebody pinch me. Am I dreaming?
We don't have time for RFK Jr.'s responsible fear-mongering that ended up at the CDC and the shooting there.
We're going to have to get into that.
Plus Bill Gates' butter.
We'll
get to that. Well, I know. Right. You were waiting for
I wanted to know
that.
What that was about. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It is 7:48. When we come back, Amy Horak is going to give us the horticultural report from David J. Frank. Find out what to do with your garden now that it's all washed away by the floods.
Yeah, what
stuff.
Happened?
What are we going to do next? I don't know. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, live from State Street in beautiful downtown Madison, Wisconsin. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Goose-stepping mama on the cover charge. Goose-stepping mama, taken by and large.
Yeah, that's what we'll
do. Why do you tinker with some tailor? Someone sold you to a sailor. Goose-step mama.
Down State Street, WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments, convenience over complexity. They're family-owned and community-focused. You can call Jim or Sarah at 608-249-4077 or go to madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take an initial hearing test there and then set up an appointment. They are helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Okay, Amy Horak has joined us. Good morning, Amy.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. From DJ Frank and company. And we had all this rain over the weekend. And what do you think is going to be the big problems here for when you get a big downpour? And, you know, we're thinking about the people in Milwaukee, too.
Oh, that goodness, yeah.
Tons it's of flooding.
So sad, everything that's been on the news. Biggest things now is obviously besides your yard, like making sure your house isn't flooding. Make sure your sub pump is working properly. You've probably found out this weekend of whether it does or not.
Yeah, it sure does,
When it comes into regards of your home, checking any trees in the property, those storms were pretty wild. So making sure there's no dead branches hanging in there. You don't want a widowmaker just hanging up in the tree. Definitely don't want one of those. And then if you have really low spots in the yard, stay out of it. You don't need to clog your mower or get stuck or just destroy your lawn or, anything just because you want to try to cut that grass. Just leave it alone. Grass will be there when it's finally dried out enough to actually go cut it. So,
yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, now we were also talking off the air about dividing plants up. You know, we had such an incredible growing season. I'm afraid to look at my garden. It's monstrous.
Yeah, usually I'm used to August being kind of like the armpit of summer where it's just so hot and dry and miserable. It stopped for about a week and then that rain said, hello, I'm back. So, dividing your plants, now that the ground is very wet and soft, it'll probably be a lot easier to dig them out. But perennials, so like irises, hostas, anything that remains in the garden comes back every year. So daylilies too. Dividing them, it might feel kind of mean. Just take like a big shovel, go like in the center of the plant, chop it in half.
Really?
And you can literally split and divide it, and now you have two plants. And if you want, you can take that additional one that you've just created, both put it in a new spot in the garden. I've seen people put piles of plants corner of their property with a free plant sign, go around town, see if somebody's got some free cool plants that you can transfer into your garden.
Mm. I got these thistle weeds.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh, my God. These things grow so fast. I can't believe it. And they're out of control right now. I mean, I don't know what to do with them, but, you know, chop them and get rid of them. But
string trim them down, grab them, you know, get some nice gloves, pull them out by hand. Or if you are about spraying on your own property, you can definitely hit them with some type of herbicide treatment. But
yeah,
thistles, I mean, this has just been a prime year for weeds. It's been hot. It's been humid, it's been rainy, it's been perfect conditions for everything to just thrive, whether you want it in the garden or not.
I think my wife went nuts. We have a bottle that kills trees. You know, what? if you clip a tree or a bush or something like that, you put this thing or this liquid onto the stump.
Oh, a stump killer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just, it's incredibly effective.
I would highly recommend that if you have what I like to call weed trees on your property. Yes. So like mulberry trees, I mean, the fruit's delicious, but they spread like wildfire. So if you find one, cut it down and sit it with that stump killer and it won't keep sprouting back new shoots on it.
Well, she put it on a thistle and boy, did that go away.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It'll get rid of them for sure.
Definitely.
Now, what about, is this the time of year to be deadheading flowers? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about this.
So deadheading, you know, not just the Grateful Dead and Jerry Garcia, but... Yeah.
Well, he's really dead.
Yeah, that's for sure. R.I.P. Jerry, but, you know, deadheading flowers, whenever those flowers are fully spent and starting to crisp up and die, they look kind of gross anyways, but it's also a place for disease to be harbored and, like, things to start rotting and getting gross. So just going up with some pruners and just snipping off the dead flower heads, and it can sometimes help promote new flowers developing on the plants as well. So you might get a second bloom if you're lucky.
Okay. All right.
Now, I have raspberry bushes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we clear them out. We kind of cut them down to the ground almost, and they're back again, and they're just very tall, but nothing. No fruit. Where the heck are the raspberries, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I've kind of seen some raspberry bushes around town, like in like local parks, too, that just haven't fruited out yet. So I don't know if maybe just cutting them back every year kind of stunts that fruit production on them. Or, I mean, this winter, too, it was super... delayed with all the plants. Some different like shrubs didn't even start putting on new growth until about like end of June. So maybe they're just super delayed. But
yeah, that could be it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Amy, we're out of time this time around.
Yeah.
From David J. Frank. And if people want to find out more, they can go to your website, right?
Yep. DavidJFrank.com, where you can give us a call if you want to. 262-255-4888. That'll get you to headquarters in Germantown.
Very good. All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Yes, thanks, for the tips.
This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Start the school year off right. They've got a back-to-school sale through the end of the month. Go to Verlo Mattress. They have two locations, east side and west side, or you can check them out at verlo.com. They are locally owned and operated. Each mattress is made to order right here in Madison, Wisconsin. So get a better night's sleep with Verlo Mattress. Go to verlo.com. Tomorrow on the show, we've got... Oh, Pete Schwab is going to be with us tomorrow.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yes, that's going to be fun. Good times. And we will find out more about Bill Gates making butter.
Yes.
I want to figure that out.
Save
I have
that
no
story
that
till tomorrow.
He's got butter.
That's such a huge story. He's going to take over the butter industry with his new process.
Well, that's what it looks like today. You know, we have something to worry about. This is the butter state.
I'm nervous about it. Okay. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day. So long.
See you later.
Hasta mañana.
Hit the bricks.
That's it.
Hasta luego.
Let's get in the space car.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.